Today's GeoQuiz is about a geological event taking place slowly in the Horn of Africa. Since 2005, scientists have been studying a 35-mile-long crack in the Earth's surface in Ethiopia. It could eventually split the African continent in two, though that could take about 10 million years. The theory is that as the crack widens, the sea would flood in, and over time, a lot of time, create a new ocean. Parts of Ethiopia and Somalia would drift off, creating a new island in the Indian Ocean. That's a long way off, as in, it's a story I certainly won't be covering. So for now, we just want you to name the region of Ethiopia where scientists say Africa is gradually breaking in two. T-minus 10 seconds and counting till we go to the answer. Okay, let's turn to a scientist now who's been studying these amazing changes in Ethiopia. Cynthia Ebinger is a professor of geophysics at the University of Rochester in New York. Professor Ebinger, first off, where is this 35-mile-long crack?
It's probably one of the most remote places in the Afar Depression, which itself is a complicated area. It's a narrow triangle of land between the African continent and the Red Sea. So it's a very hot desert. Parts of it are well below sea level, and daytime temperatures during the summer are over 120 degrees. So not a nice place.
So geologists call it the Afar Depression. Geographers call it the Afar region of Ethiopia. Afar is the answer to our GeoQuiz. What is it about this crack in the earth that's been widening that fascinates you?
Well, nowhere yet on Earth, except in Iceland, have we seen the types of processes that are occurring right now in the Afar Depression. Now, in Iceland, this happened over a nine-year period, a whole series of cracking and volcanic eruptions. And there in Iceland, it may be another 1,000 years before another dramatic episode like that occurs again. Likewise, in the Afar Depression, it may be another 100 or 1,000 years even before this occurs again. So we are witnessing something that is very unique and very rare, and yet it's a fundamental process that's occurring along the mid-ocean ridge systems, and this is just an unusual setting where we can see it on land.
What are you speculating will exactly happen over time with this crack?
What's happened since 2005... we've had 13 of these dike intrusions. And what a dike is, it's just a geological term for a thin, long sheet. And it, basically, the rocks crack and the lava squeezes in, and gas inside the lava bubbles out and helps assist the cracking. Africa and Arabia are separating, and so there's a pulling force on the plates. And then also, too, this area is deep, deep down in the earth. About 30, 40 miles down, there's molten rock, too, and that's helping to pull apart the plates in this area. So we knew the plates were coming apart, but we thought that it was in a much slower, steady rate. And what it appears is happening, that it's happening in big bursts and then slow periods of time.
Some scientists are describing this as an ocean in the making. Tell us what that means, and are we again talking about something that's happening in tens of millions of years?
Right. Geologists talk about an ocean not in terms of the water, but in terms of the rocks and the processes that create the Earth's crust. So in this area, we have these thin, long sheets of lava that are coming up to the surface, and they're basically creating a new, narrow strip of oceanic crust. So over time, then, these pieces build up, and we create new strips of ocean floor. So this ocean floor is more dense than the continents adjacent to it. It then is more dense and subsides over time than the heat that was added to the crust with this hot rock that comes up at 1,300 degrees centigrade. Mm. It'll cool off to ambient temperature, and it gives off heat. And that heat then, the loss of that heat, will cause further subsidence. So it subsides and seawater floods.
Cynthia, I can't resist asking you about where you are right now. Far from Afar, you're on one of the Galapagos Islands. Is that vacation for you?
No. I'm actually covered in mud. I'm on the top of a Sierra Negra volcano, and I have 16 seismometers. Well, I did have 16. One of them got flooded, so now I'm down to 15. And I'm going and retrieving data. I'm going to walk for another 3 or 4 miles and then walk down over some lavas and go take a disc out of a machine and walk back down to the station.
Once you shower the mud off, what's to do on a Friday night in the Galapagos?
Friday nights in the Galapagos. Well, there's beach party at the Pink House.
What's the Pink House?
It's a house on the beach with beach volleyball and cheap daiquiris during happy hour.
Sounds like a great plan. Cynthia Ebinger, professor of geophysics in the Galapagos Islands, thank you and great to speak.
Thank you very much. Bye.